You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's back with me in the studio. And on the phone, we're joined by WK&T product and sales manager, Michael Lee. Michael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, Michael. In 2011, we saw headlines that fiber construction has begun ongoing work in Puryear Fancy Farm in Farmington. And Austin Ramsey reported for the Murray Ledger and Times, or perhaps the MSU News last June, that work was halfway through this broadband project that we're all eagerly awaiting. Would you update us on the status of your new product, Flight?
Sure. We are across the halfway point now with this project, and we are working in several counties now. We have an actual 9-county service area, both in Kentucky and Tennessee. We're now working in all 9 counties, including Callaway County, from what I understand, where most of your listeners, or a good portion of your listeners, would be tuned in at. There in the Callaway County community, we are working currently in Hardin, Hazel, and New Concord. And before the end of the year, before the close of 2014, if all goes as planned, all of our customers in all 9 counties, including those in Callaway County, will have fiber to the home available to their residents or business.
Hey, Michael, we're in all of those counties. WKMS is a 100,000-watt service, so we're in 40 counties in western Kentucky, southernmost Illinois, and northwest Tennessee. So all of our listeners will be interested in what you have to say.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, 9 counties in Kentucky and Tennessee. We're in Carlisle. We're in Marshall. We're in all of Graves County, Henry County, Obion, Weakley in Tennessee. So it is quite an undertaking. When we committed to convert our network, which has been in existence for nearly 63 years on the copper network, and convert it over to this new technology, fiber to the home. And we're very excited about this new product, and really it's not the product, it's the technology. There's a number of products that are made available through this technology, but we're just excited to bring that to rural western Kentucky and western Tennessee.
Well, I presume that I speak for our listeners in saying that we're excited to get it. I read that it's called this fiber optic, buried fiber optic that you're doing is future-proof. What does that mean to us?
Okay, well, unfortunately, on the copper network, which is the traditional telephone company that this entire nation is known for, you know, 50, 60, 70 years, had limitations when the industry began to move from voice communication to broadband communication. There was real limits on the amount of bandwidth that could come across a copper telephone line. Now, for example, you know, 10 megabit would be really pushing the limits on a copper network, whereas on fiber to the home or fiber network in general, you can really expand that bandwidth. What we're offering right now, up to 60 megabit per second, if the demand and the resources were to suggest that we increase that bandwidth, we could do that. Unfortunately, on the old network, the copper network, there was just real limitations due to that outdated technology. We just couldn't do it. So we see no limitations in the future. As the demands for bandwidth grow, we will be able to sustain whatever that demand is with this new network. So it's very bright outlook as far as industries coming into this area, educational, medicine, whatever case may be. Whatever those demands are, you're not going to have to travel out of this area to find that technology. It's going to be available right here.
Well, you know, as a business person, nonprofit business person, I'm excited about it because we have listeners who have difficulty at present listening to, say, our programming streams online, especially our all classical channel. So I'm presuming that those who are listening and use your fiber optic service will have no trouble at all.
Oh, that's exactly right. And, you know, right now there's a number of services, whether it be for educational or entertainment purposes, that people are trying to use on the old copper network. And this isn't specific to WKNT. This is just specific to the way the industry has operated for so many years. Whether it's streaming video or streaming audio, any type of streaming a large media file of that type, it does consume quite a bit of bandwidth. So one of two things happened there. Either it reduced the quality of that music or that video or that file, or it took priority over everything else, and you couldn't really do anything else on that internet connection if you were trying to watch a movie or trying to listen to music or listen to some type of audio file. So this gives the opportunity for business owners or residences, either one, to multitask in the home, because today's home is well connected, you know, whether it be smartphones, tablets, computers, all the way to your television set. Everything's connected to the internet now, and on that old technology, it was real hard to share that bandwidth to make sure that everybody was getting an equal experience. On the fiber to the home, we have the ability to pump enough bandwidth to that location to where there's no worries about compromising the quality of the connection.
I understand that this project has a $120 million price tag, part of which is coming through federal grants, the other through loans. So I'm presuming that your customers will foot some of the bills for the loans that you need to pay back. How will using this new flight service affect the homeowner's bill?
Well, and that's a good question. It was a total of $123.8 million. About half of that was funded in part by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The other half is loans that we'll have to repay plus interest. So, you know, there is a price tag to the project, a real price tag that this cooperative will have to realize. So, you know, with increased service, with increased bandwidth comes an extra cost, both to the cooperative and, unfortunately, at times to the customer. With that said, there's not one size fits all. We have a number of product prices in place to where a customer can really customize their monthly bill according to their budget, what they can afford to spend. If they don't need a 60 megabit connection, then they won't have to pay that 60 bit price. But if they do, it's available to them. So we work with our customers and try to provide them with what they need. It's not trying to provide them with the highest price. We have, again, a number of services that are available. So we have customer service representatives. We have salespeople that will sit down with the customer, whether it's in one of our store locations or if we send somebody to your home or to your business. We'll sit down and we'll go through and we'll find you a service that you need that that you can also afford.
Well, ballpark, a residential service with a family who wants to watch movies and listen to things, do YouTube well, you know, just an average household. What would be a ballpark figure for an extra cost for fiber?
Well, let's just take, for example, 15 megabits, which is a nice round bandwidth that's considerably faster than what most people are getting now. And it has been a stress test on our part to verify that people can do just about anything within the home without compromising the connection. That starts out at $46.90 per month for a 15 megabit connection. And so, you know, there's prices that are lower than that if that were to be too expensive for some customer's budget. You know, there's cheaper packages. But if 15 megabit wasn't enough to service that business or that home due to the demand on that connection, we go all the way up to 60 megabit. But, you know, a ballpark average would be that $46.90 part that would be right there in the middle.
How does that compare to the present basic DSL cost?
Well, with WKNT, it's actually cheaper. Like right now, if you have 6 megabit, it's costing a customer right now $69.90 a month for a 6 megabit connection. Now, the reason is because unfortunately for us, from a business standpoint, it actually costs the cooperative more to pump out a smaller amount of bandwidth on that copper network. It's, you know, because of its limitations, it actually costs us more to do that. So we can actually offer higher bandwidths on the fiber network, and at times the customer can actually realize a price break because of that. So if a customer, for example, if they have a 6 megabit connection and they're paying $69.90, they could actually go to 15 megabit for $46.90 and save over $20 a month. So almost triple their bandwidth. So that to me is a very positive thing for our community, to know that they're not going to break the bank to realize the benefits of this improved technology.
You know, that's very impressive. I'd like you to also address on your website, you list the benefits of this flight service. Among those benefits are increased home values.
That's right. You know, our fiber to the home network, you know, like we said, promises the most future forward infrastructure for this company and for this technology. You know, there's been studies through the Fiber to the Home Council, which is kind of the authority on this technology, that have suggested that up to $7,000 increased property value can be realized by the property owner. There have been a number of studies that have proven this. You know, that could go up or down in the future, but you know, that's an average. So there'd be some that would be much lower than that, and then there would be some that would even be potentially higher than that. But I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the technology that we're deploying here in rural Western Kentucky and Western Tennessee is technology that is typically reserved for the more heavily populated cities of our region or extended region, whether it be Louisville, Nashville, St. Louis. You know, some of these areas don't even have fiber to the home. So, I mean, it is a real benefit that would increase the value. In other words, if you were, think of it from a business standpoint, you know, before this connectivity became available, there was a number of industries and companies that would not even give a look at rural Western Kentucky and Western Tennessee due to the lack of technology and the lack of connectivity. But because of this increased value, they're taking a look at us now. I'm not saying they're rolling in one right after the other, but at least we're getting a seat at the table now, whereas before we weren't. So it really has brought some value to our area.
Michael, I really appreciate your speaking with us today, and appreciate what you're doing for the region. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Michael Lee is a product and sales manager for WKNT Telecommunications.